Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over the merger of Zodiac and Fluidra and how it affects the Aquabot robotic pool cleaner line. The Aquabot robotic pool cleaner line was part of Fluidra, and since the merger of Zodiac, there had to be some adjustments to that product line. So I'll go over in detail what has happened with the Aquabot line of robotic pool cleaners in this podcast. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partners since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy and solutions and expertise to do it right. So when Fluidra and Zodiac Pool Systems merged, making them the largest pool company in the world, one of the things that was a problem was that the European Commission did not want them to pretty much dominate or have a monopoly of the robotic pool cleaner market. Aquabot currently makes about 400 different robotic pool cleaners. Some are repetitive in model and make, but under a different brand name. But that is a huge amount of robotic pool cleaners. And one thing I wasn't aware of until it was brought to my attention is that inside Aquabot were two different companies. One was Aqua Products, and the other company being Aquatron. And so basically these two companies made robotic pool cleaners and they use the Aquabot name. And Aquatron makes about 150 robotic pool cleaners, and Aqua Products was making about 250 or so, or 300 of these cleaners. So together there was over 400 robotic pool cleaners made by these two companies. So when Fluidra and Zodiac Pool Systems merged, the European Commission forced the company to split the Aquatron and the Aqua Products brands. And so you have the split inside Aquabot now. There are now two separate entities that make the Aquabot robotic pool cleaners. One is Aqua Products, and the other one is Aquatron. And they make a lot of very similar models. In fact, I'll go over, I have the list of the models that Aquatron makes, and I have the list of the models that Aqua Products makes. So I'll go over this with you in a little bit of detail so you kind of see where this is going to cause some confusion. So Aquabot is still going to sell the robots. Nothing has changed as far as that is concerned. The only thing that's changed is that there are two different companies now. So if you have an Aquabot cleaner, for the warranty information or for any kind of repairs, you'll have to either send the information in to Aqua Products or to the Aquatron site. What makes this very confusing is that for the deal to go through, Aquatron insisted on keeping the Aquabot branding name. The problem is that now you have two companies using the same name in the United States. So Aquabot or Aqua Products is restricted from selling any of the Aquabot models outside the United States. Aquatron has no such restrictions, so they can sell their models in Europe, you know, in Australia, South Africa, South America, whereas the Aqua Products, Aquabots can only be sold in the United States. When I talked to Aqua Products, I asked them if there's a restriction on the Aquatron cleaners being sold in the U.S., and he was not aware of any restrictions. So here's where you're going to be really confused, because Aquatron is going to continue using the Aquabot name. I'm not sure if they're going to continue using it in the United States, but I assume they are going to use it, of course, around the world. But here in the U.S., they do have a lot of models that are already tagged with the Aquabot logo and name on there. So I would think they would continue using the Aquabot name here in the U.S. They may not. They may change the name. But currently, they are using the Aquabot name for their models, and then Aqua Products is using the Aquabot name for their models. So it's kind of like having Toyota and then another company, a Toyota splits into two companies, but both are using the Toyota brand name. So you can see it's extremely confusing. So if you go to the Aqua Products website, formerly the Aquabot website, you're going to see that all of the models that were made by Aquatron have been removed from their website. You can find that site at aquaproducts.com. Again, that's aquaproducts.com. And then, of course, Aquatron has retained ownership of the aquabot.com website. So if you go to the aquabot.com website, you can definitely find the Aquatron listings. However, the site seems to be under construction for the last 6 months or so, so you're not going to get a lot of information on that site unless they've updated it rapidly since this broadcast. It seems like it's a half-finished website at this point. You can also visit the Aquatron original website, aquatron.co.il. I guess the IL stands for Israel. Again, that's Aquatron, aquatron.co.il, and that's their actual website. And they also, again, own the aquabot.com website. And if you're interested in a copy of this list, I have it in an Excel format. I'm happy to email you the list if you are a pool service professional and you want a list of the robotic pool cleaners made by each company. Just send me a quick email at david@swimmingpoollearning.com, and I'll be sure to get the list over to you so you can kind of see the Aquabot models and then the Aquatron models. So some of the more popular Aqua Product models that you're familiar with are the Aquabot Turbo T4, the Turbo T2, Aquabot Classic. So all of these are the original cleaners made by Aqua Products many, many years ago, I think in the early 80s. So all of these are still going to be sold here. The names are going to stay the same. Aquatron may change some of the names of the cleaners, and I'll give you some reasons why they may change the names in a second here. But you'll know the Aquabot cleaners or the Aqua Product cleaners. I'm going to already make these kind of mistakes here. The Aqua Product cleaners, by the branding of the older cleaners, these have the debris bag on the bottom, typically, and they have the old school robotic pool look to them, with the square look to them. And these are the Aqua Product brands, and these are all going to be sold here in the U.S., but not sold anywhere else. They're not allowed to sell them overseas now. Here's where things get a little confusing now. So there's a specific robotic branding inside the Aquabot called the Breeze. So the Breeze brand, B-R-E-E-Z-E. And so there's several models with this Breeze logo. They're white with a light blue Breeze logo. So funny thing is that Aquatron makes some of the Breeze units and Aqua Products makes other of the Breeze units. So Aqua Products makes the Breeze SE, the Breeze XLS. These are the lower-end robotic pool cleaners in that lineup. And then Aquatron makes the Breeze four-wheel drive and the Breeze IQ, which I really like the Breeze IQ. I think that's one of the top units that's out there right now. I like the IQ. So you have Aquatron making these two cleaners. If you look online, you'll see them for sale here in the U.S. And then Aqua Products makes the other Breeze cleaners. So to add confusion to the whole market, not only is it going to be the Aquabot name with two different companies, but these companies make the same sub-brand, as you will, of the cleaner. So if you're looking at the Breeze IQ or the Breeze four-wheel drive, that's made by Aquatron. And then the Breeze XLS and the Breeze SE is made by Aqua Products. And then you have the Aquabot Elite lineup of cleaners, which I really like. I think they're great. They're top-loading debris type robotic pool cleaners. But all of the Rapids cleaners are pretty much made by Aquatron. So the Rapids 2000, the Rapids 2500, the Rapids four-wheel drive. And then similar cleaners with the same kind of technology that Aqua Products makes is the Aquabot Elite. It has the same kind of design and almost the same features as the Rapids lineup of cleaners. So there's a lot of crossover in technology between Aqua Products and Aquatron with the robotic pool cleaners. And you're going to see, since they were one company until late last year, you're going to see the same power units, the same cord swivels, even the same shape and design of the cleaners, but maybe a variation in the color and, of course, the different names of the cleaner. But for all intents and purposes, probably the same exact cleaner under two different brand names now. At this point, probably going forward, again, I'm pretty sure that Aquatron's going to change a lot of the names of their cleaners, and they'll probably discontinue using the names that are very similar to what is now their competitor in Aqua Products. So I think if you get the premise of this, basically the company was split, and now Aquatron and Aqua Products have become competitors. Aquatron, of course, has the edge because they can sell their cleaners all over the world, and Aquabot can only sell their cleaners here in the U.S., which limits them considerably. Of course, Aqua Products has the advantage with having more units available, and then Aquatron actually has probably more advanced robotic pool cleaner units available. From my understanding of looking at the units that are split between Aquatron and Aqua Products, a lot of the newer ones, or the ones with the top loading fine filter debris chambers, with the technology where the robot kind of maps the pool, kind of sits there and then it kind of lifts up and staggers and moves. This seems to be the Aquatron technology, whereas Aqua Products uses a set pattern in most of their cleaners where they go back and forth and with a slight tilt sometimes in the cleaner itself. So in my opinion, I think the Aquatron cleaners probably have more tech or newer technology than the older Aqua Products cleaners. Not to say that the Aqua Product cleaners aren't good. So, for example, I'll compare two different cleaners on the list here that are in the similar price range. So you have the Aqua Products T2 or T4, which are pretty similar. These cleaners are really well made. I really like the T2 and T4 cleaner. They come with a huge amount of cable. I think they're 75 feet in length, or 100 feet in some cases. So they're made for very large pools, almost to the point where they're commercial robotic pool cleaners. However, the only catch with the T2 and T4 is that they use the traditional, I guess old school, bottom-loading debris bag, or as some people call it, the robotic pool diaper, because it gets really messy, and I kind of like that term, they call it a diaper. But it filters down to 2 microns, and it's old school, but it's really well-made and really effective. It's just really messy to clean. And then you have the Aquatron Rapids 2000 or 2500, which is a top-loading robotic pool cleaner with a fine filter debris canister, a lot like the Hayward and the Dolphin cleaners, as far as that technology goes. Then you have the way they operate. The Turbo T2 and T4 go back and forth in your pool in a pre-programmed fashion. So it'll go up the wall, clean the water line, go back down, maybe turn slightly, clean the floors for a while, then go back up the other side of the pool. So this is kind of a pre-programmed cleaning software that's in the Aquabot T models. And then you have the Aquatron models with what they call the gyro navigation. And this is very similar to the Dolphin technology, where the cleaner will stop, kind of lift up itself, and then move in a different direction, almost like it's mapping the pool to get the best cleaning pattern. So the tech in the Aquatron robots are different than the tech in the Aqua Products robots in that regard. And I think I prefer the gyro system, of course, because I think it cleans the pool a lot faster than a pre-programmed method. Not to say that the T2 and T4 are bad cleaners. They're really excellent, and the pattern allow, and they move really rapidly on the pool. I think they move a lot faster than most robotic pool cleaners, so they'll clean the pool pretty rapidly also. The power units are different too. Those are a little older style, whereas the Aquatron cleaners have a newer style power control unit. And then you can look at the Breeze lineup of cleaners in a little more depth, and you can see that the Aqua Products versions, the Breeze SC and the Breeze XLS, work in the same fashion, where they actually move backwards and forward in the pool, and you can kind of set the axle in the front at a different angle, and then it just basically goes forward and backward in your pool with a slight tilt to clean the pool. These are really good low-end robotic pool cleaners, don't get me wrong. The price point is about $400, $400 to $500, so if you're looking for a good entry-level cleaner, these are excellent cleaners. However, their pattern is just a simple back-and-forth movement from one side of the pool to the other with a slight tilt in the axle that you can control by either moving a clip or moving a little notch or dial in front, whereas the Breeze IQ and the Breeze four-wheel drive feature a higher technology where the cleaner will actually stop, lift up, and tilt and move in a different direction, Also, the debris canister on the Breeze SE is very similar to the one on the Breeze four-wheel drive. So I think the crossover technology on those is very similar. The Breeze XLS uses the debris bags inside the cleaner. But you can see that even on the Breeze lineup of cleaners, they're a lot different in nature and probably price point. The Breeze four-wheel drive and the Breeze IQ are more of a higher, mid to higher end robotic pool cleaner, and the price point reflects that. But even with the same subcategory, you can see the big difference between the Aqua Products version and then the Aquatron version. And I could probably go through the whole list and do the same thing back and forth between each of the cleaners to give you an idea. Suffice to say that the Aqua Product cleaners are slightly different in nature than the Aquatron cleaners, if you compare the models to each other across the list that I have in front of me. And to me, the main point of confusion is the fact that you're going to have Aquatron and Aqua Products, who were one company at one point, Fluidra had to divest interest in Aquatron in order to complete the merger with Zodiac Pool Systems. And so now you have the branding of Aquabot on two separate entities that are competing against each other. When I looked on the Aquatron/Aquabot website, I saw that they were already rebranding a lot of their cleaners and changing the look of them so that they're more distinct. And I think that's what you're going to see going forward. You may see the Aquabot name on both products still, but you're going to see distinct branding of the Aquatron robots in the U.S., at least in the U.S. market, so there's going to lessen the confusion. But at this very point, where kind of the split just happened this year, or at the end of 2019, there's going to be a lot of confusion because the brands are basically the same still in all intent and purposes are the same brand, but now with two separate companies running that one brand name. I don't know if Fluidra has plans on redesigning their Zodiac Polaris cleaners to kind of incorporate some of their technology. It would be great to see the Polaris robotic pool cleaners filter down to like 5 microns. That would be pretty awesome. So they may incorporate some of the technology on it. I noticed right away that when the merger happened that the Polaris cleaner got the Aqua Products swivel on there. It's like this gigantic swivel, and that's an Aqua Products design. So I saw that incorporated right away with the merger between Aqua Products or Fluidra and Zodiac. And so I think maybe moving forward we're going to see a lot of the patented technology of the Aqua Products cleaners maybe making its way into the Polaris lineup. Maybe they'll make a whole new cleaner, merging the technology together and put it out as a Polaris brand. I don't think the Polaris brand cleaner is going to change. They're going to still have the distinct brand of Polaris cleaners, and then they're going to have their Aqua Product cleaners going forward as separate brands still. I don't see a reason why they would merge the brand. I think Polaris has a really good branding already in the market. Maybe changing or moving some of the tech over to Polaris would be a good idea, because I really like some of the features on the Aquabot cleaners. Again, I say Aquabot, just generally speaking about the cleaners, but they would be the Aqua Product cleaners. And again, if you want to see the list of the cleaners, I have that list on my computer and I can definitely send it to you. But if you're a current owner of an Aquabot robotic pool cleaner, you'll have to contact either aquabot.com or aquaproducts.com to see if your cleaner falls under their warranty or Aquabot's warranty. Again, confusing, really confusing. But let's say you have a Aquabot Breeze IQ. Therefore, your warranty is going to be through Aquatron, which is the aquabot.com website. And if you have an Aquabot Turbo T4, then your warranty is going to be handled through the aquaproducts.com website. And so I think primarily that's the initial confusion, is where you warranty it at. Where do you get the service and parts from? And it's split pretty much on the cleaners of where you're going to get the stuff from. So you have to contact them directly to find out, or go to the store or contact the online website that you purchased it from. I wouldn't say this discourages me from promoting the Aquabot robotic pool cleaners. I film quite a bit of them. Now that I know which ones are the Aquatron models and the Aqua Product models, I can kind of see from looking back at my videos the different tech in them, but I wouldn't discourage you from investing in an Aquabot cleaner. I think the tech is really good for whichever company makes it, Aqua Products or Aquatron, and I don't think that in any way you should be discouraged from purchasing current models on the market. Just be aware that maybe the names of the current models may change going forward due to the split of the company. But as far as the cleaners themselves, the Aquabot product line is a solid robotic pool cleaner line. And I have no problem with saying that if you're looking and comparing robotic pool cleaners, looking at Aquabot cleaners, I have no problem with you purchasing an Aquabot cleaner at this point with the split of the two companies. Again, it's to me, it's super confusing. I think when they split the companies, the fact that Aquatron insisted on keeping the Aquabot product name and the website just added another layer of confusion to the whole thing. If Aqua Products was able to keep the Aquabot name and Aquatron had to use their name, it would be a whole different ball game at this point. So just be aware that this is what has happened to the Aquabot line of robotic pool cleaners. It's now two separate companies. I know I keep saying that over and over again in the podcast, but I just want to make it clear that the models have been split between these two companies. The Aquatron, the ones that they were manufacturing, are made by Aquatron, and the ones that were made by Aqua Products are going to be sold by Aqua Products. And if you go to the website, you'll see that the robotic pool cleaners have been removed. Some of them have been removed from the website because they're now direct competitors of each other. And I don't think there's any modern comparison of something like this happening in an industry where the company splits, but the name, the rights to the name are divided around the world in this fashion. So it definitely is pretty unique, and I'm pretty sure that it could have been handled in a better way. For sure, there probably could have been more transparency out there for the consumer so that you would know what was going on with the merger and with the divested interest of Aquatron from Aqua Products or Fluidra. With that said, you can find a list of robotic pool cleaners on my website that I recommend for your pool. And on that list, of course, there are going to be some Aqua Product and Aquatron robots now under the Aquabot logo. You can find them under automatic cleaners on my website. The website is swimmingpoollearning.com. And if you do pool service and you're looking for more help with your business, or if you're just starting out, definitely check out my coaching program. For $10 a month, you can text me in real time. And for $20 a month, you can call me. Plus, there's other great benefits for being part of the coaching program, including discounts and benefits from the manufacturers in the group. So you can check that out at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.